Welcome to Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers, 90.1-2HD, and WMKO Marco, 91.7-2HD. I'm James Till. Our guest today is a Florida native and Marco Island resident, singer-songwriter J. Robert Hotelling. He will be accompanied by his son and accomplished bassist, Martin Hotelling. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
Let's get started by discussing how a fourth-generation Florida farmer-fisherman growing up with a nuclear physicist father eventually led you here as a musician. How did you get from point A to point B, as it were?
Well, it's a matter of being introduced to a lot of styles of music. Both my mom and dad were farmers, but my father had the inspiration of going off to school and educating himself. He also loved classical and jazz. He was a real buff, and my mom always loved country, so I got the full spectrum.
What parts of that journey do you think you draw the most inspiration from?
Probably when I woke up to my own voice. It was during the folk era, and I'd had a lot of I'd heard all sorts of classical music and jazz and, like I say, country, and rock and roll was in full bloom right then. I think the first thing to hit me really was the Beatles and then Bob Dylan and Joan Baez. I was totally swept away in that whole scene.
All righty, let's get started. What are you going to play for us first?
I'd like to play something nice and laid back, something you can set your watch to when you come down to Florida. It's called Life in the Bicycle Lane, and you can just about set your watch back to about 1969. Take a deep breath, hop on your bike, and cruise. One, two, a one, two. A pelican floats the deck of my boat. I feed him, he's got me well trained. My friends appear with a six pack of beer. Welcome to life in the bicycle lane. I strum my guitar at a beach tiki bar, watching an overtime game. Kick back and I'll play the catch of the day called Life in the Bicycle Lane. Life in Bicycle Lane. Life in Bicycle Lane. Kick back and I'll play the catch of the day called Life in the Bicycle Lane. The season comes around. Tourists hit town, dressed like they hopped off a plane. They put their feet in the sand and sing along with the band. That's life in the bicycle lane. A life in the bicycle lane. A life in the bicycle lane. They stick their feet in the sand and sing along with the band. Life in the bicycle lane. It's a merry-go-round, pedaling around, drives the traffic insane. But you only live once, so there's no room for stunts when your life's in the bicycle lane. And the girl I adore said she wanted more than a guy flipping round in the rain. But love's in random, now we're riding tandem, my wife's in the bicycle lane. Life in the bicycle lane. Life in the bicycle lane. Love isn't random. Now we're riding tandem. My wife's in the bicycle lane. Phone's out of reach, but do you ever hear me complain? I can't disgrace the rat race after a sweet taste of life in the bicycle lane. La 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 Live in the bicycle lane. Live in the bicycle lane. You can have first place. I'll drive the slow pace of life in the bicycle lane. I'm in a good headspace. I wish you all good grace from life in the bicycle lane.
That was Life in the Bicycle Lane by our guest, Jay Robert. What made you finally choose to settle down back in Marco Island?
Well, after being out west, I'd been, I'd had a successful school career, and I'd been a professional cowboy for a while, and I'd done a lot of things. I came home to work on the farm and help them with the packing house. They were in Citrus at the time, and they still are. But I missed my music. My music was fundamental, and I really couldn't sleep at night. And somebody called me up for a gig down in Marco Island for the weekend, and that turned into the rest is history.
What are you going to play for us next?
I'd like to take you down on the beach, a little beach blues called Sand in My Shoes. And it's derived from a statement my granddad used to say, you know what, son, folks come down to Florida, they get a little sand in their shoes, and they never go away. They enjoy it so much. One, two. Flew down to Florida. Weekend, stayed an extra day with friends. Got to talking to a couple local people. Now the folks back at home wonder why I never phone. Did I get lost or just fall into a sinkhole? No, I get sand in my shoes. More I hang around here, I get sand in my shoes. Oh, sand in my shoes. Think I'll settle down here. I got sand in my shoes. Oh, 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 oh. Sometimes it's buggy, wet and hot, but I'll drink and sweat a lot, 'cause I'm having me an extra fine time. I see things you can't believe. If I ever had to leave, it would bum me plumb out of my mind. 'Cause I get sand in my shoes. Or I hang around here, I get sand in my shoes. Oh, 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 oh. Sand in my shoes. I believe I'll settle down here. I get sand in my shoes. Oh, 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 oh. And the days turn into seasons, and seasons turning into years. Oh, the years turning into reasons. Reasons I'm so happy just to be here. Yeah, reasons I'm so happy just to be here. Shake a leg, shake the sand out of your head. Shake the hand of a beautiful lady. Shake a foot, shake a leg, shake the sand out of your bed. Shake the hand of a man going crazy.
take the hand of a man going lady. Cause I get sand in my shoes. More I hang around here, I get sand in my shoes. Oh, sand in my shoes. I believe I'll settle down here. I get sand in my shoes. Oh, 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 oh. Y'all sand in my shoes. Oh, oh, oh. And the days turn into seasons, and the seasons turn into years, and the years turning into reasons. Reasons I'm so happy just to be here. Reasons I'm so happy just to be here.
That was Sand in My Shoes by J. Robert. So what role does your music play in life?
It's everything. It's my heart. I have a lot of other interests. I still like to go sailing. I like to go wandering around the backwoods. I love native gardening and yoga, but music is the forte.
What are you going to be playing for us next?
I like to play a signature song from the Southwest Florida Conservancy message called Land of the Walking Tree.
Oh, magic under the mangrove, music of heavenly angels, where the rivers meet the sea, in the land of the walking tree. West, traffic's a mess. North, south, full house. Adios, coast to coast. And beware, it's a jungle out there. Wild winds blow, the rivers flow, the sea. It's magic under the mangroves. Let time undo the tangles, where the rivers meet the sea, in the land of the walking tree. Cypress pine for sale signs. God bless progress. A faster and faster, like no hereafter. Rat race, first place. Whoa, whoa. I wanna let go, where the wild winds blow and the rivers flow to the sea. It's magic under the mangroves, far away from jingles and jangles, where the rivers meet the sea, in the land of the walking tree. Stars out over the mangroves, far away with the heavens.
heavenly angels, where life is a mystery in the land of the walking tree. Walking tree. Oh, oh, keep it alive, keep it alive. I'll keep it alive.
That was Land of the Walking Tree by our guest, J. Robert. Why don't you tell us a little more about the message you're trying to send with that one?
I'm simply saying that we need to be conscious of what we're doing with our land. I really believe in land preservation. It's the root of helping humanity.
If your music satisfied a certain need for someone, what would you want that to be?
You're asking if music were to satisfy a need in
like
someone else, in the listener.
Some healing aspect or maybe just a getaway kind of thing.
Okay. I have to say, I like to stop time. The whole world is spinning faster and faster. The more media we have, information is a wonderful thing, but all of a sudden it's become king to the point that time is actually speeding up. When I breathe my music, my breath will not only tell the story, but the music will accompany it and hopefully stop time in people's minds and so their hearts can breathe.
What are you going to be playing for us next?
I like to do a blues song called Big Black Cloud. I call it my Chuckalusky blues song because it's about the message of some of those crabbers and those mullet men down there and the life they live.
Washing my blues way out to the sea. She's a big black cloud raining down on me. She be washing my blues way out to the sea. Yeah, baby doll, been here and gone. She's a big black cloud raining all night long. Yeah, baby doll, she done been here and gone. She's a big black cloud raining all night long. Talks real slow, moves real fast. Her kind of love ain't ever
gonna last. Baby talks real slow and she moves real fast. I swear that kind of love ain't never gonna last. Chuck-a-lusky, blow away my baby doll. Yeah, sail away, ladies, black cloud and all. Yeah, hurricanes blow away my baby doll.
That was Big Black Cloud, a rather fun song title to say, by our guest Jay Robert. So is there a general message you try to send in your music? Is that it, or is it a different?
There are many messages. Every song has its own meter. Every song has its own key, and every song has its own heart. So it's fun because sometimes you want to get things rowdy. But once again, when people get into the rowdiness, they forget about their aching tooth or their broken heart or something. And it's amazing, even when you sing a song that goes right to the heart, a love song or an anti-love song or something about my grandfather, I hope to take him back to that time. And that's the way it unfolds.
What will you be playing for us next?
I'd like to take you out on my sailboat, Blue Water. Sometimes I call it waterfront property as a joke, but Blue Water is a trimaran, 35-foot. I take my friends out on it, and we just escape from – we stop time. We know how to stop time out on the water. You know what it feels like because you live down here too.
Time by ticks of a clock, I count mine by waves slapping the dock. I don't need drive uptown, I just anchor deep till high tide comes around. Out on the blue water, darling, let's ride the sea. No place on earth I'd rather be. There's a Marco moon shining bright, captive soon by the morning light. You can set the sail and catch a breeze. When all else fails, just kick back to the keys. Out on the blue, oh blue water, darling, let's ride the sea. No place on earth I'd rather be. Oh, blue
as the eye can see. Little taste of heaven out on the seven seas. Maybe there's a place for you and me. Ride the sea. No place on earth I'd rather be. No other face I'd rather see. No other place. Slapping the dawn.
That was Blue Water by our guest Jay Robert. How long have you had that sailboat?
About 15 years. And had that means a lot of upkeep and maintenance and everything. I work on it a little more than I sail on it sometimes, but you got to love it.
It's kind of a love song, isn't it?
It really is.
How would you describe your music and what genre it fits into?
Well, I play so many different styles professionally, but I have been a rock and roll player and a lot of country. We toured nationally with a country band and things. I've come home to Florida and I've picked – I really came to be a beach Buffett artist, trop rock artist, but so I call it Floribian. It's kind of a fusion between Florida and Caribbean. Floribian. But tonight, I'm going to be playing a lot of just my down-home Florida folk songs.
What's next on your list?
I'd like to do one for my granddad. It's called Waltzing to the Whippoorwill. And he was a citrus grower and a farmer, and it talks about the whippoorwills, and what we call the whippoorwills down here, which is actually a Chuck Wills widow. What's that, Granddaddy? That's a whippoorwill, son. That's a whippoorwill. Well, that's what Granddaddy told me back then when I got out into the world. Up in Carolina, I heard a what's that? Friend told me, oh, that's a whippoorwill. Really? That's a little bit different than the whippoorwills we got down in Florida. So, of course, next time I saw Granddad, I had to say, Granddad, what was that thing about that being a whippoorwill? Well, son, the Florida whippoorwills are really called the Chuck Wills widow. Chuck Wills widow. They're related. They're both nighthawks. They all actually look very similar. First sign of spring. It's the first sign of spring up there, too. Nice to hear it. A prisoner
broken heart. I lie alone in my bed. Every visitor has a spoken part, while memories dance round in my head. Take me back to the land where I first held your hand. We laid down by the high sign of spring, mid the orange blossom trees and the sweet honeybees. We heard the first of the whippoorwill sing. If I can make it to the whippoorwill, see what the next season brings, I'll be waltzing to the whippoorwill. I'll see you in my dreams. Blessings are so hard to count, and most of all since the children have grown. These bed springs are too hard to bounce. Yes, I'll get up and waltz out on my own. Take me back to the land where I first took your hand. We made love by the high sign of spring, mid the orange blossom trees and the sweet honeybees. We heard the first of the whippoorwill sing. If I can make it to the whippoorwill, see what the next season brings, I'll be waltzing to the whippoorwill. I'll see you in my dreams. I can make it to the whippoorwill. I see what the next season brings. I'll be waltzing to the whippoorwill. I'll see you in my dreams. You'll all be in my dreams.
That was Waltzing to the Whippoorwill. How many instruments do you play?
Oh, boy. As many as I have to. Let's put it that way. In my studio, I like to make a lot of tracks, and I'm always intrigued with new sounds, so I'll experiment. But a lot of people know me strictly as a steel pianist because that's what I do in my job. There again, some folks know me just as a strictly fiddler. I play fiddle with guys like Rayford Stark and John McEwen from Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. He's moved down to Florida. And so people scoop me up as a fiddle player. But today I want to play some just Florida folk songs, some of my favorites.
So is there an instrument you kind of have your eye on as tackling next? Or?
Oh, boy. The one instrument I've put off for years and years and years is piano. And I don't know. I've taken a circuitous route around. But I think when things settle down, when the dust settles, I'll probably be doing more piano.
What will you be playing for us next, Jay Robert?
I'd like to do a song for my friend Jim Billy. But once again, it's a land preservation song. Chief Jim Billy was a little boy out there in the Everglades. I was a little boy out there in the Everglades. First few years of my life, although I was born in Bradenton, my folks were farmers out there in Immokalee and Felda. The old Dooley Grade north of Felda was named after my granddad. And James Billy was just raised down the road from me. And it's a little song about some of my feelings about him and his land. I remember Immokalee when I was a little boy. I remember the trading post outside town, the million-dollar log, all the folks, the native people dressed in their colors.
I remember it in the old days. I was born in 1949, so my first awareness was in the early 50s. I remember those first swamp buggies were just nothing but Jeeps with big tractor tires, but I can see them now. And I remember the days of DDT. Granddaddy would order them up to come spray the fields, and I can remember the vague smell of it. We thought it smelled good back then. I remember going down to the airport and climbing in behind the cockpit of some of those old crop dusters. It was a big deal to me. I remember the Everglades. I remember the purity of the flowing waters. The big thunderheads all summer long, and they'd build up big and blustery and then let go. I remember the Everglades, and I remember the people of the Everglades. I remember a flowing river, far and wide as the eye can see, rolling waves of sawgrass flower, ancient stand of cypress trees. And I remember a deep dark hammock where wild deer sleep by day. And there I met Barefoot Boy and heard the stories of the Everglades. Son of the Everglades, all his days in the Everglades. I remember Barefoot Boy, wide-brimmed hat and cool green shades. In his eyes, so secrets raged as we blazed through the Everglades. A son of the Everglades, all his days in the Everglades. But in a world going crazy, going for the gold, a Barefoot Boy became a man in the land of Seminole. A brave new world, a new age, that's what the elders say. The Barefoot Boy can count the days we have to say. Everglades. Everglades, everlasting, ever changing,
to the Everglades.
That was Son of the Everglades. Thanks for sharing that with us. When did you start performing publicly?
I picked up the guitar when I was supposed to be doing my lessons at the university. And I started playing along with a jug band. Back then, they were playing jug band music and bluegrass and things. I thought, well, this will be fun. And they got involved with a bunch of public performances, and I was right smack dab there in the middle of them. So that's somewhat how we got started.
What will you be playing for us next?
Like to get down with some Tampa blues. Like to play a little bit of whiskey blues.
Whiskey blues. 1, 2, 3.
If I had a nickel, tell exactly what I'd do. Now, if I had a nickel, tell exactly what I'd do. I'd trade to the devil for a taste of whiskey blues. This is a ballad of old Hat Brown, happy when he's on the town. When his feet are on the ground, he ain't such a happy clown. Nearly trade his hat and shoes for a little taste of whiskey blues. Whiskey, whiskey, we're giving them whiskey blues. Y'all, whiskey, giving them whiskey blues. Yeah, give him a bottle of whiskey. Heaven only knows I paid my dues. When I start drinking, watch some blues walk round the floor. Ow, 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 when I start to drinking, walk them blues walk round the floor. Yeah, put my whiskey in the bottle, pour them out and have some more. Hey, whiskey in my coffee, whiskey in my cup of tea. Yeah, yeah, whiskey in my coffee, whiskey in my cup of tea. Give me my bottle of whiskey, gonna make it the best of me. Oh, whiskey blues. Nothing to lose, filling him up on whiskey blues. Here is Lord of Mercy, drowning in his misery. On the bow half dead, cocks his weary head and says, whiskey, whiskey, give it him whiskey blues. Yeah, whiskey, give
some whiskey blues. Give me my bottle of whiskey. Heaven alone knows I paid my dues. Yeah, give me my bottle of whiskey. Heaven only knows I paid my. Heaven only knows I paid my. Heaven only knows I paid my dues.
That was Whiskey Blues by our guest Jay Roberts. Kind of an end of the bottle song there, isn't it? What current musical projects are you working on? An album? Got anything in the works?
Oh, boy. I have several projects. I've just recently accomplished one. It's a meditation thing that we work in our yoga class. I composed an hour of when I do meditation music, I experiment with a lot of synthesis, but I blend it with at least one live acoustic instrument at a time, either violin on one song or steel pan on another song or mandolin. I just feature an acoustic instrument that blends right in to the to that action. Otherwise, I'm really concentrating on my Florida folk songs, an album called Life in the Bicycle Lane that has a lot of trop rock, trop folk songs, really. Another one I've recently finished, but I haven't published yet, is Land of the Walking Tree, which takes place, of course, in the Everglades and in the land of 10,000 islands, and it expresses a lot of my feelings for our country, our landscape.
What's going to be played next on your list?
I'd like to play The Florida Fiddler. This is a ballad I wrote, and it won a song contest a few years ago, the Will McLean Song Contest. And at that time, it was judged by Pete Seeger. And Pete liked it. I hope you do, too.
Oh, the Florida Fiddler's fiddle was first set in motion by the fiddler of fire, earth, sky, and ocean. He fiddled all day and all through the night, and the children came to play with the rolling of the tide. Well, Floridy-dilly-dilly-day, listen to the children say, hey, Floridy-dilly-dilly-day, oh, come hear the fiddler play. Now the first little Indian children to hear the fiddler fiddling said, Father, can't you hear him fiddling in the wind? Visions of pioneers, buccaneers, and priests in search of ancient treasures while sailing from the east. Floridy-dilly-dilly-day, listen to the children say, hey, Floridy-dilly-dilly-day, oh, come hear the fiddler play. When the Florida fiddler fiddles and fiddles and the devil doesn't give a damn, who can understand the children writing riddles in the sand? Soon farmers, slaves, and renegades took their place in time, sons of fame and fortune, daughters of the pine. Now Yank and South America, little children stay up late to hear the Florida fiddler all around the Sunshine State. A Floridy-dilly-dilly-day, listen to the children say, hey, Floridy-dilly-dilly-day, oh, come hear the fiddler play. Hear that fiddler.
billows clutch the shore, where comets once came to die. Space shuttles shoot the stars, where eagles used to fly. A mama holds her darling, says, hush now, don't you cry. Wipe your tears and you shall hear the fiddler's lullaby. Fluoridee, dilly-dilly-day, listen to the children say, hey, fluoridee, dilly-dilly-day, oh, come hear the fiddler play. In the Florida, fiddler fiddles and fiddles, and the devil doesn't give a damn. Who can understand the children reading riddles in the sand? In the Florida, fiddler fiddles and fiddles, and the devil doesn't give a damn. Who can understand the children catching fiddler crabs in the sand? Fiddler crabs in the sand.
That was Florida Fiddler by our guest, Jay Robert. Do you want to tell us more about that competition?
Well, that competition still going on. And some of the greatest writers in Florida, I go up there and just am amazed every year. It's one of the best, the most heartfelt gatherings, the Will McLean Music Contest, besides the contest, but just the gathering festival is it's a wonderful event. If you have a chance to catch it, it really reflects the roots of what's going on in the state. And the song itself was kind of a amalgam of some of the fiddle players I've known in my life. By the way, John McEwen is one heck of a fiddle player himself. But Chubby Wise, I've had the opportunity to meet him. Of course, Vassar Clements. And all these are Florida folk, and it's amazing how much influence the Florida fiddle has had on bluegrass and jazz and everything else has come down the pike since these guys have been fiddling.
Possibly the most important question, where can people hear you perform?
In the near future? I tell you what, recently I finished performing for the Big Cypress National Park. We had a really nice party down there. I also did a thing for the Goodland Civic Association Arts in the park, and that was a lot of fun. I do a lot of things publicly for the YMCA, for the Southwest Florida Conservancy, but that'll be in March, and that will be a spearhead. That'll be a lot of fun. This is my 10th year with them. Some of the parties that I do, I've done some fundraisers for Golisano Children's Museum, and every year we do a St. Petersburg All Children's Hospital engagement in the summertime, and that's been going on for 25 years, and we've really raised a lot of money with that. And any other gigs, you'll have to check my calendar.
Where can we find that calendar?
You're going to find it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/jrobertmusic.
What's the final song you'll be playing for us today?
I'd like to leave you with Human Chain. The song was derived from hurricanes, and we've got a lot of them down here. And usually I'll do a fun song like Hurricane Party or Hurricane Blues and stuff like that. But a few times I've gotten really serious, and this one really struck me when Sandy went through. Everything that people work for 30, 40 years can be wiped out in minutes. And I just want to say that it's okay. We will rebuild. We will, by the human chain, by one human on one human, and that the human chain is connected to everywhere. We all touch each other in so many ways.
When storms of life make it so hard to survive, every woman, man, and child alive feels lucky to get through the night. Hang on, there's a human chain stronger than a hurricane. Never giving up, never giving out, never giving in. We
always come back bigger and better, stronger than ever, hand in hand, side by side, across this land, taking pride, bigger and better than ever before. It's a human chain, and where it's hand to mouth, east, west, north, or south, caring's what it's all about. Love is all there is, no doubt. It's a human chain, here to take away the pain. Never giving up, never giving out, never giving in. We always come back bigger and better, stronger than ever, stick by stick, brick by brick, day by day, we're here to stay, bigger and better than ever before. Human chain, hold on to the human chain. Family, friends, and neighbors, thank you for your labors, and with your strength and love, I hope we'll rise above. Sisters, fathers, fathers and mothers, flesh and blood, fire and flood, earth and wind, we'll soar again, bigger and better than ever before. Oh, bigger and better, stronger than ever, bigger and better than ever before. Never giving up, never giving out, never giving in.
That was Human Chain by our guest J. Robert Hotelling, accompanied by his son Martin Hotelling on electric bass. For producer Richard Chinqui, and with thanks to Nita Flores from Nita's Music Connection doing business as Southwest Florida Music, I'm James Still. This is Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2 HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2 HD. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.